All right. So let's start. We're looking here at Menachos Mem Samachay Amid Bet. I know you can't tell. The first word at the top is Ve'im Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not starting from there, but that's at the top. I'll give you some context. What?
Rashi's on the inside.
Rashi's on the inside.
Uh-huh.
Which is the inside?
The left.
From with more bold headings.
How do you know? How do you know which is on the inside? But how can you tell which is
the inside?
Yeah.
Tosfot never wrote that much.
Okay. Fine. So the Gemara over here, the context is it's dealing with Surat Omer actually. Comes up from the Sugya in Menachos. And we're actually kind of jumping in the middle, but it's almost like a redundant sugya. There's basically a whole set of braitot that are being used, being marshaled as proofs for why Sfirat HaOmer starts on Tet Zayin Nisan. Okay, you may be aware, the Torah says, Mimacharat HaShabbat, that's when we start counting Sfirat HaOmer, and there was some dispute between the Purshim and the Tzedukim about when that actually starts. Does it start from Tet Zayin Nisan, the day after the first day of Pesach, or does it start from some Shabbat? Not clear exactly how we would know which Shabbat it is, but presumably it's the Shabbat after Pesach, the first Shabbat after Pesach. That's what the Gemara is going to assume. So we're actually skipping past one Braita, and the Braita we're skipping past actually includes the conversation between an old Tzeduki sage and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, but we're skipping past that. And we're going to, because there's a whole other set, and really what I actually want to focus on for most of the night, I hope, is actually going to be all the way at the end of the next Amud, when you turn over the page. So we're actually probably not even going to learn all of the proofs. We're not going to concentrate on that, but I thought we should touch on them anyways. So we'll start with Tana Rabbanan. It's the second word on the line. It's about 80% of the way down.
Sfaratem Lachem?
Yeah, Tana Rabbanan and Sfaratem Lachem. It's right where the Rambam Aleph is. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Right there it says, Tana Rabbanan, the Braita teaches us, Usfartam Lachem, Shetehei Sfira Lekol Echad Ve'echad, Mimacharat HaShabbat, Mimacharat Yom Tov. O'inu Elo Mimacharat Shabbat Bereshit, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Harei Omer Tisbu Chamishim Yom, Kol Sfira Chetasofer Lo Yehu Ela Chamishim Yom, Vim Tomer Mimacharat HaShabbat Bereshit, Pamim Shata Motze Chamishim Ve'echad, Pamim Shata Motze Chamishim Ve'shnaim, Chamishim Ve'shlosha, Chamishim Ve'arba, Chamishim Ve'chamisha, Chamishim Ve'shisha. Okay, now, that's the beginning of the Braita, and the first opinion. But the beginning, the actual beginning of this Braita just says that Usfartem Lechem tells us that instead of saying Usfartem Lecha, it says Usfartem Lachem, and that implies that it is a requirement on every single individual to do Sfirah. Now, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush here? Rashi doesn't help. Rashi just says Shekol Echad Chayav Lispor. Why would I not think that everybody, every single person is Chayav Lispor?
Because when you actually cut it, it's any obligation on Beit Din to cut.
Okay.
Not everyone has to cut this.
But so. you're counting every day, right?
Yeah,
maybe you don't.
What do you mean, Yashaliach?
Maybe the Shaliach Sibur does.
Good. So the Achronim point out, you might have thought it's just like Kiddush, or like Havdalah, or like tons of other mitzvot that are bapeh. You can just have somebody else do it, and you can be Yotze with Shomea Keone. What's the problem? Even benching, in theory, you can be Yotze with Shomea Keone. Not in theory. That was the original way they used to do it. So, what's wrong with doing that for Sfira? Apparently, the Torah says, Usfartam Lachem. Now, what exactly is the proof here? Why would it have been any different if it said, Usfartam Lacha? Or Usfar Lacha, Tispor Lacha? Why would it have been any different? So, it seems like over here is a good place to invoke the principle of the Vilna Gaon, that all the Vilna Gaon students taught, that whenever the Torah, this is somewhat counterintuitive, but once you hear it once, then you'll remember it, that whenever the Torah uses plural language, it's actually speaking to individuals. And whenever it speaks in singular language, it's speaking to the Kahal as a whole. In other words, exactly, Usfartem Lachem means each one of you has to do it. Saying Tispor means, okay, you as a body of people have to do it.
The Tispor, right? Or Tisporu?
That's the point. If it would have said Tispor, then it would have been referring to every single person, which it does, by the way, but that's besides the point. There are two different psukim that we're interested in. The one that we're looking at right now is Usfartem Lachem. But it also says Tisporu Chamishim Yom. Also there, it's plural. But either way, when it's plural, it's actually individual. A little bit counterintuitive, but that's what the Vilna Gaon teaches. So it's right, Lachem, that teaches us it has to be Lekol Echad Be'echad. V'machrat HaShabbat, so the Brayta interjects and says, it doesn't mean Shabbat, it means Yom Tov. And then it says, maybe it's not, maybe it's really Shabbat. So here we have the first of the proofs that we're going to see in the Brayta, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. It's a little bit confusing. He says, if it would mean Shabbat, as in Shabbat Bereshit, as in Saturday, then sometimes you could have 51, sometimes 52, 53, 54, 55, 56. What does he mean by that?
Still counting to Shavuot.
Yeah, you have to have
Shavuot. So when is Shavuot?
So it could be, it depends.
When is Shavuot?
It's not going to be more than 49.
When is Shavuot? According to the Torah.
It's 50 days after.
50 days after what?
50 days after you start.
After you start? Counting, right?
Yeah,
so it's very confusing.
What
is Rabbi Yehuda talking about? It's always going to be 50. Whenever you start, 50 days later is Shavuot. You're going to tell me Shavuot is always Vav Sivan.
Shavuot and week.
But the Torah never says. Fine, so count seven full weeks, and then on the 50th day is Shavuot. Is that Seret? So what?
But he's counting the number of days from Pesach, maybe. Yes.
Good. So exactly. So if you take a look at Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, the long one, says, "La'olam yihu shavot shelo yihu b'kulan al hachamishim k'shem sheim chal Pesach b'Shabbat sheledivrei kol atamone miyom hamacharat shehu yom tov sheni shel Pesach chamishim yom." He's saying, let's say Pesach is on Erev Shabbat, which means Shabbat is, you know, the first day they will be counting, but it's the day before the Tzedukim would be counting. So what ends up happening? He gives all the cheshbonot. Basically, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda seems to be assuming that everybody agrees that it's supposed to be 50 days from Pesach, or from the second day of Pesach. Where this premise comes from,
which
is not very clear, because it's kind of begging the question, isn't it? It seems like the Tzedukim would just say, no, it starts from Shabbat Bereshit.
Right, that's
then
when you have
which the Gemara will say later.
When you have Ksirat HaOmer.
But when is Ksirat HaOmer?
Connected to Sfirat HaOmer.
Right. So we'll see that this proof doesn't get very far later. But we continue. Another one. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is another Tana who said, V'tzainu tzarich, you don't need that previous proof. Harei HaOmer tispor lecha. So there you go, tispor lecha. I was right. There was a singular one. Tispor lecha. That's a pasuk in Re'eh, in Sefer Dvarim. It says tispor lecha svira tluya bebeit din. Yatzta Shabbat bereshit shesvirata b'kol adam. What does he mean? What does he mean by that?
Rosh Chodesh leumat Bereshit.
Good. So first he says, Tispor lecha tells you that this is singular again, right? Singular implies that it's a body, and in this case, the body would be the Beit Din. So he's saying only the Beit Din according to Tispor lecha. Beit Din has the obligation to do it, it seems. So if that's the case, though, it has to be something that's kashur to the Beit Din. What's kashur to the Beit Din? Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov because of Rosh Chodesh. But you know what's not kashur to Beit Din? Shabbat Bereshit has nothing to do with Beit Din. Shabbat is always Shabbat. It's always on a Shabbos. Chazal don't tell us when it is. So that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's proof. He says, Mimacharat HaShabbat must be referring to Yom Tov because later on when it says Tispor Lecha, it's something that's kashur to the Yom Tov. Okay.
So we've got the Seira commanded to us in both the singular and the plural.
Yes. By the way, the Netziv, in his commentary on the Gemara, on Rami Sada, so he actually makes the claim that there's two parallel countings that go on. And that Chazal, that Beit Din actually counts to 50. We don't count to 50. You know, that's the old joke. You know, on the 50th day, somebody yells out after Mariv, you know, Sfer Zomer or whatever. How much was last night or whatever. So that's actually very bad. Rabbi Salvation says if you do that, you could nullify your Sfira because you've unraveled it. But the Netziv claims that the Beit Din did count 50th day. That's how he actually. There's a problem in the Tanakh, in the Torah, because in one place it says you count 7 weeks, and the other day place it says you count 50 days. So all the Rishonim jump in. The Rosh says 50 is lapdafka, just like 40 is lapdafka all over the place. But what other answer the Netziv gives is no, it's 49 for everybody, and it's 50 for the Beit Din. All right, that's a whole other story. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's proof.
It's very strange, I'll comment, because this Olecha is about Sheva Shavuot. It's not even about days.
Tispor lecha.
Shiva shvuot tispor lecha.
Yeah, tispor lecha. You're right.
Mechal ha-chamesh v'kama tachel tispor shiva shvuot.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. A good point.
Yeah.
Oh, actually. Right.
I don't know the next question.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's a good point. I have to look at that nitziv to see how he deals with that. So, Rabbi Yossi, third position. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mimachat Hashad, Mimachat Yom Tov, Ata Omer, Mimachat Yom Tov, Vayinu El, Mimachat Shabbat, Bereshit, Amarta, Vichin Omer, Mimachat Hashabbat, Shabbatoch HaPesach, Vahalo Lo Namar El, Mimachat Hashabbat, the Kol Hashana Kula, the Kol Hashana Kula, Mlea Shabbatot. Say Ubdok, Ezer Shabbat. So here's his big problem, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, well, let's go all the way. If you say Mamacharat Shabbat refers to Shabbat itself, then how do you know which Shabbat it is? Who told you that it's the Shabbat in Pesach? Maybe it just refers to another Shabbat. Maybe it has nothing to do with Pesach at all. Pick a Shabbat. It goes 49 days from that Shabbat. That's Rabbi Yossi's argument. He says Mamacharat Shabbat is too vague.
That's a difficult argument because the placement of the mitzvah Sfira
is right after
exactly
Pesach.
Between Pesach and Shavuot.
Inachinami, but in the meaning in the text.
In the
text.
In the Torah.
Sfira is right after Pesach and before and before Sukkot.
Oh,
yeah. Seder, but it still could be. But you are correct that it is vulnerable, as we're going to see.
But the Torah is not necessarily chronological, as you know.
Say it, but this is a list of mitzvot. It's not a narrative.
It's context.
Okay.
It says
va'od nemar Shabbat lamata v'nemar Shabbat lamala. So this is a little bit unclear. Does Rashi help us with this? I don't remember. Okay. The point over here is nemar Shabbat lamata v'Shabbat lamala. What he means by that is that twice it mentions the word Shabbat, once at the beginning and then once at the end. And he says, the one at the end clearly means a week, okay? It doesn't mean, when it says, let me find the pasuk for you, hold on, it's from the previous Braita, and they had the actual pasuk written in one of the footnotes over here, so I'll find it. That's the first one. And then it says, Mimacharat Hashabbat Hashvi'it Tisbru Chamishim Yom. V'yivkraftem Mincha Chadasha L'Hashem. So when it says, Umimacharat Hashabbat Hashvi'it, apparently it was clear to everybody, even the Tzedukim, that word over there, Shabbat Hashvi'it, means a week. Right? Sometimes Shabbat means a week. It doesn't mean Saturday, and it doesn't mean Yom Tov. It just means a week. Right? So over there, it means a week. So
but then it was both, actually.
What?
But then it was both. The end of the week ended with Shabbat, because they started Mirachad HaShabbat, which was a Sunday.
Yes.
So it actually coincided for them.
But he's saying over here, if it means over there, the end of a week, so it has to mean the same thing, Malahalan Regel Utchilat Regel, Afkan Regel Utchilat Regel. But he's saying the Mirachad HaShabbat HaShvi'it, so he's claiming that that's the end of a holiday. Okay, yeah. I think what he means is it's close to the beginning. Ah, tchilat regel, yes. Afkan regel v'tchilat regel, afkan regel v'tchilat regel. So he's saying that Shabbat over here means the beginning of a chag, so over there also it means the beginning of a chag. The word Mecharat Shabbat in context over here, in the second case, it refers to the beginning of Shavuot. So over here, over there too, he's claiming that it also refers to the beginning of Pesach. You know, not so strong. This is my favorite proof coming up right now. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Katuv v'chad Omer, Sheshet Yamim Tochal Matzot, V'katuv v'chad Omer, Shivat Yamim Matzot Tochelu. Now the Gemara deals with this in another place. There is something to be learned here, and what's to be learned here is supposed to be that on the first night you're chayav to eat matzah, and on the other six nights it's not an obligation, you're just not allowed to eat chametz, right? But look what he does with it. It's beautiful. He says, Ha ketzad, matzah she'i ata yachol ochla shiva min hachadash, ata yachol ochla shisha min hachadash. Miyom aviachem tisbu... Yeah. So what does that mean, though? What does that mean? Well, think about it for a second. What's the purpose of Sfirat HaOmer?
You can start eating from
Chadash. Which means that on Tetvav Nisan, were you allowed to eat from Chadash yet? No, you have to eat from Yashan. How many days do you have to eat from the Yashan stuff? 7. Because you can eat it all 7 days of Pesach, right? But the Chadash stuff, you only have 6 days to eat it. Because you can't eat it until Tet Zayin Nisan. So he claims that's why.
You have only 6.
Because you can only start eating it from the second day of Pesach, Chadash. You can't eat Chadash. There's a whole crop that you can't eat on the first day of Pesach. But once the second day of Pesach happens, you can start eating it.
Oh.
Actually, I don't understand how you can understand the Pesukim without that.
I told you the idea would be that for 6 days it's only a Kiyum, and on the first day, it's actually a very confusing drasha. But
yeah, this actually makes
sense. I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think we're going to skip down from here because it gets kind of involved in something else, and it starts to do the refutations. If you jump down to like see the Rambam Aleph. The first word on the line is Ktsira, and then at the end it says Amar, and then the next line it says Rava, kind of like halfway down. Mm-hmm. Amar Rava. The Rambam Aleph, like the back, the bold Aleph. I can't see it in yours. There you go.
Balada.
So the last word on the line is Amar.
The last word on the line is Amar.
Yeah, Amar, there you go. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Kulo idlu pircha. He says, the truth is, almost everything that we just learned can be schlugged up, is vulnerable.
Refuted.
Bar, mitarte tanai batrai, bein b'matita kamaita, bein b'matita batrai. Except for the two last ones from the first baita and the last baita that we just brought up. Okay, delayed lupircha. So he thinks those are convincing. So he says, first of all, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is a problem because we didn't actually learn Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But he says, if you're worried about if you look at what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, you know, let's skip this part. I'm just telling you, he blows all of them up. And then if we go to the bottom, okay, so we're gonna put to the side this whole dispute and just dump to the bottom to the really essential part of this Gemara. It says, Gufa. Yeah, all the way at the bottom, Gufa, right before the next Mishnah. Yeah, Gufa Amar Abaye. Just before the Mishnah.
Four lines before the Mishnah.
Yeah, and this is what actually we're going to concentrate on tonight. Gufa. This was brought up already. We didn't read it because it was in the refutations. Amar Abaye, mitzvah lemimni yomei, u'mitzvah lemimni shavui. There's a mitzvah to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. Rabbanan de Rav Ashi, manu yomei, u'manu shavui. Interesting. Rabbanan de Rav Ashi, that's exactly what they did. They counted days and they counted weeks. Ameimar mani yomei velo mani shvuei. But Ameimar didn't do that. He only counted the days. He didn't count the weeks. Amar zecha lemekdash. He says because it's zecha lemekdash.
What does that have to do with
anything? So Ameimar, apparently, when he did Sfiras Omer, all he did was he said, Ayom shnemasar yom. Zeu. He would stop there. He wouldn't say, Shehem, Shavua achad v'chamisha yamim la'omer. He wouldn't say that. Okay? So, let's take a look at Rashi to understand what's going on over here, and then we're going to look at the Makaros, because this is really the halachic part of the sugya. Amemar mani yomi velo shvui. Amar haim in yana dahashta lav chovahu tahaleka omer ela zeichel mekdesh baal mehu hilkach biyomi sagi. This is a jam-packed Rashi right here. What did he just say? He said, considering the fact that there is no Omer nowadays, it's no longer a real chov, a real halachic obligation to count Sfirat Omer at all. And given that that's the case, it's just a Zeichel Mikdash Ba'Alma. Therefore, We can suffice with just the days. What kind of questions do we have in this Rashi?
If it's not a halachic requirement, why am I making a bracha asher kedishanu?
That's a good question.
Why did Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai, when he listed the different things that were metaken for Zechon HaMikdash, listed as one of them?
Okay, I think there are probably other things that he didn't list. He didn't list Korech, for example.
Didn't list what?
Korech, which we do Zechon HaMikdash Kehillah.
But that's,
did he list? Is there a list of Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai? I am only thinking of what Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai was metakin a few things. Yeah, he was metakin a few things. He himself.
Yeah.
He himself was metakin a few things. Zecher LeMikdash Kehillah. Zecher LeMikdash. That doesn't mean that everything that ever was done Zecher LeMikdash was first of all made by Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, nor would it have been listed by.
Is it a doraita that he made as a
takana? What did Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai metakin? He was metakin that we do shofar. Yeah. What? That we do shofar? What? No, no, he wasn't metakin that we do.
We don't do shofar.
No, that was Rabba. That's the kind of the rabbi. That he was metaken lulav. Lulav and etrog for 7 days in chutz lemikdash. That's what he was metaken.
That's the only thing?
No. As far as I don't know. I don't know what else. Maybe other things. But still, it's not going to be necessarily an exhaustive list.
And also in that takana, about using the lulav and etrog outside of the Beit Mikdash for 7 days, we also make a bracha 7 days.
We do make a bracha 7 days.
It's the same question I have over here. If the Sefirat HaOmer is only made Rabbanan, it's only a takana, why am I making a bracha on it?
Okay, we make a bracha on rabbinic obligations. What I'm more interested in is, but why did Rashi use the phrase lav chova? He could have just said it's derabanan.
What's the dependency on Beit HaMikdash? Why is the, where
good? So that's another good question. Rashi seems to be making the assumption that Sfirat HaOmer is talui ba Omer. Right? Rashi is making the assumption that Sfirat HaOmer is dependent on the Omer. It's a safe assumption, but it is a strong assumption.
Didn't the Rabbanan Mitzakeh in Kain do it?
Yeah, so what do you mean by that?
Normally when they did it Zeicher, it's you can't do it properly, therefore you do the same thing.
Do the same thing? Rabbanan. What is this business of cutting out the weeks? Why would you cut out? And two questions. Number one, why cut out anything? Is it really so hard anyways to count the weeks? And number two, why the weeks, not the days? Why pick the weeks? Okay, so I think we have a bunch of questions. Number one, the fact that he makes a talui ba'omer. Number two, what is the status of his obligation? Is it rabbinic? Is it something less? Because Zecher LeMikdash seems to be, I don't know, you start cutting things out. Why are we cutting things out? Why do we cut out the weeks? Lots of questions that come up from Rashi. Yeah?
Would we understand that Rav Ashi thinks it's doraita still?
Yeah, what's the dispute between Rav Ashi and Amemar? Or Abaye and Amemar? What's going on between them? So let's try to find out. So, you know what? Let's look at I thought we would look at Tosos last, but actually let's look at him first because he's already on the page. I'm not going to look at the whole Tosos. It's long. Zechel Mikdashu. Tosos says, Nira de Basafik. Okay, so Tosos is actually interested in a halachic nafkamina. What is it, aside from, obviously, whether you count weeks or days, or just weeks, or just days, rather, what other nafkaminas can we have with regards to Sfirat HaOmer in general? So he says, one question that comes up all the time is, what happens, or rather, maybe I should put this a different way, when's the first time you can do Sfirat HaOmer during the day? So Tosa says, Nira, de v'safik chashecha yachol levarich. What's safik chashecha?
The first day.
Ben Hashmashot.
No, every day.
Or every day.
Every day. Safik chashecha is Ben Hashmashot. So Tosa says, Nira, that you can start from Ben Hashmashot. Why? Kevin Shusfeka Durabanan? What did Tosa just say?
It's
Durabanan. If it was Daraita, then would you have to wait for Laila?
Yeah,
because you can't be Yotze. Yeah, you want to do it properly, then if you did it during Chashecha, there's a chance you weren't Yotze. So you can't do it then. So you have to do it all the way at night. Kevin Shusfeka Durabanan, the Od, Omer Dafilu Biyom Samoch Lechashecha. Adif mishum tmimos. He says, and by the way, also, I will say that it's actually better to do it during the Ben Hashmashot. Why? Because it's the first time you could possibly do it, and you want tmimot. You want them to be complete. In other words, you want to count Sfirat HaOmer every night. Well, at the first, every night.
It's true. The next night, if you count it at midnight, then the next night, you count midnight every night. Then that's tmimot.
No, the idea is to count the day from the beginning of the day. at the earliest point in the day. That's what Tosfos is saying. Mm-hmm. Count the day from the first point in the day that you could possibly count it.
And that's from Ben Hashmashot?
Well, he's saying if you can count in Ben Hashmashot.
You missed, let's say, 1 minute.
No, what he's saying is if you can count Ben Hashmashot, then you should count Ben Hashmashot. Right?
It's preferable.
Then you can catch Shavuot.
Except for the last night.
We don't count on Shavuot.
No, except for the last night.
No, the last night. What's the last night? We don't start the Chag until the last moment.
Yeah.
For the same reason. You want to stretch that out until the end. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he assuming we hold like a Maimah?
He's not. Oh, he's you're saying Inzach HaMikdash.
He's doing a whole halachic thing.
Fine. Oh, Zeder. Well, I mean, you're making a good point. Is this all in a Maimah or not? I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, but if you forget to count at night, you wake up in the morning before you go to shul, can you count?
Yes, you count, but without a bracha. But we'll deal with that later. So Tosa says, "Mishum tmimos kedamrina le'el ve'ein nira." He says, "I don't think so." Ve'hecha deshachach lisfor v'alayla pasak b'hag. Here you go. Here comes David. If you wanted to know, ve'hecha deshachach lisfor v'alayla pasak b'hag shesofar b'yom. That if you forget at night, you count in the day. Ve'cheneya nira mitoch stam matnitin. It sounds like that from the Mishnah. Desof pirkin detnan mitzvato b'alayla liksor v'im niktzar b'yom kasher aval. If you cut the mitzvah of Ksirat Omer itself is at night, but if you do it during the day, you're Yotze. Aval nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so here's the important part. Rabbeinu Tam, ikar idach stama dematnitin, the perek sheni de Megillah, umaitel b'sof pirkin, kol halayla kasher l'Ksirat Omer, v'dakin in mina diktani layla dumi diyom, ma diyom balayla lo, after layla bayom lo. What does that mean?
You can only do it at night, not the day.
Laila dum yadiyom. Ma diyom. I think what he's saying is that you shouldn't be counting the next day in this day.
No, I forgot to do it on the Saturday night. And I woke up in the morning before coming to Shul. I counted.
Okay. Did we go far enough? We might have gotten far enough anyways. Okay, we don't need to read the rest of the Tosas. We got enough from the beginning. What happened? So Tosas taught us that it's Darbanan. Now Meir is pointing out this is only within Amemar, right? Because he's the one who said Zeichel Mikdash. But then we have to figure out what's Ravashi arguing about with Amemar. Because it could be that Ravashi agrees with Amemar that it's all Darbanan. He just disagrees that you don't have to count the weeks. The only thing, a dispute between Ravashi and Amemar, is whether you have to count the weeks. That's the only thing that's at dispute.
So Amemar, who said Zeichel HaMikdash,
it is Amemar, but they may both agree that it's Zeichel HaMikdash. They just disagree about how to implement that. Like you said, can't I write to Tikkun? Maybe Amemar doesn't believe in that, and Ravashi does. Tosfos is very clear that even the halacha, we believe that the Omer is only Durabana. Okay?
The strange thing about the Zeichel HaMikdash, in my opinion, is if you want to remember the Mikdash, wouldn't you have to wait until the Omer was actually cut in order for you to start eating Chadash? So if you're here living in Ranana, you'd have to call up and make sure, did they cut the Omer? Which means you can't actually do it right away.
Well, who said that the Sfira happens at the same time as the Ketira? Or that it waits for it?
You mean you could do your...
Who said that it waits for it?
Before the Omer was cut.
Yeah, if that's the time which is legal to do it, then...
Of course.
They still do that.
Of course, but you're not waiting for anything.
No, because you're eating...
But they do the Ksira at night, though. They do the Ksira at night.
Yeah, but I'm finished my shot.
Right.
Still Yom Tov, actually, for all sake and argument. So if you want to remember the Mikdash, maybe tonight Mashiach will come and there'll be the Bein Mikdash, and we have Chashashot like that, right?
You're saying that if in the time when it was Daraita, they definitely didn't do the Ktzirat Omer, that means until the night.
Until the night.
Which means they also didn't do the Sfira until the night. So why are we going to change it and say that we can start doing the Sfira during the day, during the Bein Hashmashot? Yeah. It's a valid point. Valid point.
Well, it's the same point as why just count the days and not the weeks. We're clearly not doing what we did in the Mikdash.
No, but this is within Tosfos. This is within the Halacha. This is within the Halacha.
No, Tosfos is saying it's changed. He's saying He's saying once the suffix to Rabbanan, suffix to Rabbanan begin at Ben Hashmasho, suffix to Raita begin at Hilchos Chovin.
But shouldn't it have been based on the original? Meaning, if you have okay, so let me put it this way. If you have an obligation, which is neto derabanan, like made up, Megillah, okay? Megillah, you're only allowed to read the Megillah at night. So I could see somebody saying, okay, but you're allowed to read from Ben Hashmashot. Why? Because it's only rabbinic anyways. It was never any different than that. But here you have Sfirat HaOmer, which was at some point biblical. And presumably they didn't do it until the nighttime. Nice. So you would think that when they established it as a rabbinic obligation, it would also only start full on nighttime. Why would you think that, oh, maybe Suffolk, we can start from Ben Hashmashot? It was never done that way. It's supposed to be based on the same thing.
Well, the assumption seems to be that we don't know, therefore...
That's what Ben Hashmashot is.
Therefore, Ben Hashmashot is the time, exactly.
But I think it was always that way. I presume, maybe, maybe not, that even during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't do anything during Ben Hashmashot. But I could be wrong.
It's still Yontif. No, it's not Yontif. It's
could be wrong.
Yeah, it's still Yontif.
No, I mean, they wouldn't start anything. I assume that they treated Ben Hashmashot the same way that we treat Ben Hashmashot. Could be wrong historically, maybe, but I don't know. Yeah. All right, let's go to the sheets. What we're going to see is, I hope, about four different shitot about how we treat Sfirat HaOmer amongst the Rishonim. Okay, so we saw one. Actually, I think we might have seen two, but we saw at least one. Ktosis is very clear. That is Derabanan. He calls it that. He says Sfeika Derabanan. Okay? Take a look at the Rambam.
Now, in the dispute between Rashi and Amema, we obviously hold Rashi.
We don't hold like Amemar. But Amemar's position will be of interest to us. So the Rambam writes in his Sefer HaMitzvot, says, Ukumo Sheminyan Hashanim Vashmitim Shmitim Mitzvah achat, k'mo shebi'arnu, k'en Sfirat HaOmer mitzvah achat. Just like Shemitah and, counting Shemitah, what else, what other thing is there? Minyan Hashanim v'hashmitim, mitzvah achat.
You count seven Shemitah for Yovel.
Is that what it is? I guess so. K'mo shebi'arnu, k'en Sfirat HaOmer mitzvah achat. So too, Sfirat HaOmer itself is one mitzvah, meaning it's not two separate mitzvot. Why would it be two separate mitzvot? Days and weeks. V'chein mano otam kol mi shekadamnu mitzvah achat. Everybody says this. V'amet ma'ashu b'zeh. V'al yit'acha omram mitzvah l'mim ne'yomi u'mitzvah l'mim ne'mishvui. I know what you're thinking. You learn the Gemara Menachos that says that there's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the nights, the weeks. So you might think there's two mitzvahs. Shetachshov she'en shtei mitzvot. Ki kol chelek v'chelek michalkei eizo mitzvah she'yu l'achalaki mitzvah la'asot achilek ahu mimena. Anytime you have a mitzvah that's made up of different parts, it's still one mitzvah. Omnam hayu shtei mitzvot. Let's say it would be two mitzvot. Then guess what? Ilu amru minyan hayami mitzvah mimin yamai shuat mitzvah. V'ze ma shelo yalem lemi sheitam hadibor ki ata kishetomer chov lasot kach v'kach hinei lo yitchayev mize amamer shapula hi b'mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And he says, and the perfect proof of this is that we actually say, I'm just reading ahead. He says, we say kach v'kach shavuot v'kach v'kach yamim. We kind of count them together, and even when we count the weeks, we count the days on top of the weeks, right? We'll say Shehem Shavu Achad v'Chamisha Yamim LaOmer, right? That's what we'll say. Ve'ilu ayu Shavuot mitzvah b'fnei atzma lohainu mesajin minyanam. We wouldn't put them together. Kiim b'leili haShavuot levad. First of all, we would only count them. We would only count the weeks
at the end of the week.
Ve'ayinu omrim shtei brachot shekidshan b'tzatzav tzivan al sirat yimei haOmer. We'd have two different brachot. First of all, we would count, every night we would count just the nights. And then every week we would count the weeks, and we would have two different brachot for them. Okay, so Rambam makes it clear that there's only one mitzvah. Fine.
Is the Rambam putting this, it's somehow, it might seem that he's putting it backwards. The fact that we do this is putting the halacha. I might say, this is the halacha, and that's why we do this. But the Rambam is using our practice to prove the halacha.
You can sometimes do that, can't you?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah.
Maybe we're doing it wrong.
But But once we're doing it this way, we have to understand if we're doing it this way, then it implies that the following is true. So the only way to get out of that is to say that somebody had done it differently at some point, and there's no proof of that. So here. Now the Rambam Hilchos Tmidin is the one that's more often quoted. Mitzvah Asay Tmidin, Tmidin Musafin. Tmidin Musafin. This is the Korbanos. Okay. It's going to be important actually where you put it. Mitzvah Asay Lisfor Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot Miyom Havata Omer Shneimar Svartim Lachem Yorachat Shabbat Sheva Shabbatot. Fine. Mitzvah Linot Yamim Ima Shavuot Shneimar Tisperu Chamishim Yom Umitchilat Hayom Monin Lefichach Mona Balayla Milel Shisha Asar Nisan. Okay, you start counting from the 16th of Nisan. Fine. Shachach v'lo mona b'layla, mona b'yom. Vein monin ela mu'umad, v'im mana miyushav yatza. You have to count standing. If you counted sitting, you're yotze. Mitzvah zu, akol yish miyisrael, u'bekol makom, u'bekol zman. V'nashim b'avadim ter mimena. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Sfirat Omer nowadays is?
D'oraita.
It applies. He didn't say it was a rabbinic, different version of it. It's d'oraita. Clear. Why does the Rambam think it's d'oraita if Tosfos didn't think it was d'oraita?
We have a pasuk to prove it. We have a pasuk telling us to do it from the Torah.
Seder. So why did Tosfos not think it was d'oraita? So there are two answers to this. Good. So there's two answers to this question. One was presented by most of the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam and was basically held as the opinion for about 300 years. And then the other is what is said in the name of Reb Chaim Brisk, which has taken on a lot more valence in the last few years. The first answer is the Rambam disagrees with Rashi's premise, rather, and says that Sfirat HaOmer is not necessarily connected to Ksirat HaOmer. You don't need to do Ksirat HaOmer in order to do Sfirat HaOmer. Sfirat HaOmer is not connected to the actual Ksira. It's connected to the day when the Ksira used to happen. Now, does this work very well with what the Rambam says? What did he say? Lisfor sheva shabbatot miot miyom havaat haomer. Could go either way, really. Miyom havaat haomer could be read as, you know, from the day that the omer is brought, in which case it's connected to the omer. Or it could be from the day that omer is brought, right? So do you focus on the day or do you focus on the bringing of the omer? Is it something that's connected to the time? Or is it something that's connected to an act? And by the way, so I'll say two things. First, I'll say that this is actually a great support for Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau's comment that when we say that women are p'turot from mitzvah tasei shehazman grama, we have to be careful what we label as a mitzvah tasei shehazman grama. Okay? What do I mean we have to be careful? I mean, sometimes a mitzvah happens to occur at the same time all the time, but not because it's connected to the time, but because it's connected to another act that always occurs at that time. Mm-hmm. I'll give you two examples that Ruchem Fishel Perlau brings up. One is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. Everybody and their rabbi has tried to figure out throughout the ages why women are chayavot in Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. Almost nobody I know thinks that they're not.
No.
Afhem ayuba otones can either work only on a derabanan level, or even more, can only work on derabanan mitzvot. It only applies to Megillah, it applies to Chanukah, it applies. That's it.
Thinking, yeah.
Right? Tosa says this. It's a rabbinic invention. It doesn't apply. That's why it's not brought up in the Gemara as applying to women are chayavot in matzah. The Gemara wonders why are they chayavot matzah. It's a mitzvah shezman grama. What does the Gemara say? Kol sheyeshna bebal tochel chametz, yeshna bebal tochel matzah. Why didn't it say they were there for the miracle? It didn't say that, right? Now you can't say yeshna bebal tochel chametz, therefore sipur yitziat Mitzrayim. I mean, you could, but it would be hard to say that. So why are women obligated in Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim? Everybody tries to figure this out. One answer, very creative answer. When is Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim supposed to occur? When do we do it? Tet Vav. How do we know it's on Tet Vav? Yachal mi Rosh Chodesh. Tamil Omar v'yamahu. Yachal mi Bod Yom. Tamil Omar. So Rav Yochum Fishel Perla says, Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is not on Tet Vav Nisan. Matzah and Maror are on Tet Vav Nisan. Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim
is when you have
Matzah and Maror. So it's talui, it's not zman grama, but ma'ase grama. That's his claim. It's very creative. Here's another example. If the Rambam believes that Sfirat HaOmer is disconnected from the actual Ksira, then what is it connected to? The Yom itself. In which case, women would be obligated or not obligated?
Not obligated.
Not obligated. But and he goes out of his way to say it, by the way. Goes out of his way to say they're not obligated. But if it would have been connected to the Ksira to HaOmer, then maybe he would have said that they are obligated. There's a Ramban, there's a Girsa of the Ramban in Kedushin that says that women are obligated in Ksira to HaOmer, in Sfira to HaOmer. It's a Das Yachid, he's the only one who says it. And that's why in the annotated versions, I think Rav Zalman Meltzer took it out, he says this is a mistake. In all the versions that we have of the Ramban, it says Sfira to HaOmer. But it's hard to believe it because nobody else says it. And why would he say it? So Rav Yochanan Fishel Perla says maybe this is why. Because maybe the Ramban thinks that it is connected to Ksira to HaOmer. And since it's connected to Ksira to HaOmer, it's not a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama anymore. Interesting.
And the Ramban doesn't hold Ksira to
HaOmer. He does hold his Daraita.
But it really doesn't work.
Why?
Because
actually, does he hold his Daraita? Hold on, does he hold his Daraita? No, he holds it's not Daraita, I think. Actually, we'll see.
Why do you say that?
We'll see. We'll see later.
I've got a question here.
Because if there's no Ksira to HaOmer anymore...
We'll see, because he's going to get quoted.
Only obligation
he'll get quoted later, so...
In itself. Mm? But it is fixed, exactly, it's fixed by the day.
Let me ask you
what?
Fixed by the day of counting, not by the day of Ksira to HaOmer.
Right.
So therefore, it's a mitzvah to say Shazman. There is a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama.
I think he also...
It doesn't mean it's not the Daraita.
No, if there's no Ksira to HaOmer, then how can it be a Daraita?
It's not Markiv. We've got nothing to do with
Sfirat. But if you can connect it directly to the act of Ksira to HaOmer, then you can't say it's Daraita anymore, can you?
Why not?
Because we don't do Ksira to HaOmer anymore.
So what?
So if it's connected to Ksira to HaOmer...
It's connected to the day of the...
No, that's two different things. Those are two different things.
That's the point.
If you say it's connected to the day of Ksira to HaOmer, like that's the Rambam. Then it's the Raita.
Oh, I thought you meant the Rambam.
No, Ramban. Nachmanides.
Okay, the whole issue of Ramban. Strange gear, sir.
If it says, Nashim Baradim Peturin Nimena, why is it that my wife, and I assume your wife, will count Sfira?
Because Ashkenazi women often do mitzvot to say Shazman Grama. Voluntarily and make brachos on them. Sephardi women don't make brachos, although there are many poskim who say that women dafka should not count Sfirat HaOmer because there's some question about what happens if you mess up, if you don't make it to the end. Was it a bracha lebatala? This also comes up if you're going to have a surgery or you're going to be sick or or whatever, for whatever reason you're not going to be able to do Sfirat HaOmer, then should you actually start? I don't know anybody who's ever said like don't start to a man if you know that you're going to have surgery, but it's brought up.
Many don't travel during these days because
right.
They should.
If you know if you know you have a flight scheduled, maybe you shouldn't start. I could not stomach that idea. But because you may end up crossing the international dateline, and then you don't know.
Everyone does.
You don't know what you're supposed to do, and I think it's messed up.
How many people cross the international dateline?
Which dateline? There's at least three.
And it depends.
There are three international halachic datelines.
And it depends on which direction.
Even those most people don't cross. They come from Israel.
It's not true.
What I mean?
How often do you go to
Japan?
Or
Japan?
Depend.
I do, but
exactly.
Yeah. You know what the Lubavitch Rebbe told his Hasidim if they went to Australia? If they go to Australia, they have to keep 3 days of Shavuos. That's what the Lubavitch Rebbe told his Hasidim.
And 2 days of Shabbos.
No, I'm not. This is written out. Three days of Shavuos.
It's far from Lachem. So when you cross the deadline, you count on your count, which might be different than the local count.
He says to be machmir, and
you get to 3 days.
You have to keep three days.
Because you have 2 days in the Achila.
Yeah, you have 2 days of Yantif.
Yes.
Plus, you have to add another day because you don't know which day.
It's not because you don't know which day, because your day is different.
I don't know if he was being machmir.
Your 50th day is on their 49th day, then you have to be.
You don't know which one's your 50th day because you might have requested the deadline. You don't know what to do.
No, you know what your 50th day is, but it's not the same as the local 50th day.
You may have added a day.
Maybe you should be counting.
You may have added a day. You have to count an extra 50th day.
You count 50 days of the turnover of the sun, right? Of the Shkia. That's what you counted. 49 Shkia.
Well, that's part of the machlokas.
It might be that you. I'm saying
whether you can just get out of it by just counting Shkias, but you may miss you may have added a day or missed a day. What does it mean to? What happens when you cross the date line?
I'm talking about if you cross the date line and now you've got to your 49th, you've got to your 50th day of Shkia. You have 50 Shkiot. It might be the local people are counting 49 when you're.
How did you get to 50 Shkia? What do you mean?
Because you crossed over the halachic date line.
What happened when you crossed over the date line? Did something happen to you?
To you, no. But the
what do you mean to you, no? What do you mean? What do you mean to know? You mean that...
I'll explain. If you travel from here, eastward.
To New York.
Mm-hmm. You go eastward.
Eastward,
not to New York. You go, let's say, to China, and then from China you go to L.A.
Right.
Okay, and now you're in L.A. for Shavuot. How many days have you... how many nightfalls have you counted? One less than everybody else.
That's
one
right.
One less.
That's right.
So in that case, when they're at their 50th day, you're actually only in your 49th.
Well...
So you're going to have to keep it.
But that's not so clear, is it?
According to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I'm saying. That's his shita. It's the Sfarat Melechem. Yours. Your count.
I have to look at it again. But I do know that he said you have to keep 3 days of shulis.
That's
for sure.
That's why.
He's talking about Hasidim who are traveling, not the ones who live in Australia.
No. So that's the Rambam shita. The Rambam clearly thinks that it's d'oraita. Now, okay, I told you I had two things to tell you. The other thing is this. Rav Chaim was bothered. Rav Chaim of Soloveitchik was bothered. He said, where should the Rambam have put this halacha? Of Sfirat HaOmer.
Pesach.
It's Manin, right?
Manin.
In Hilchos Pesach, right? But where is it?
Tmidin Musafin.
Why is it in Tmidin Musafin?
With the Korbanot.
With the Korbanot, right?
With the Omer.
Rambam is careful. But the Rambam is very careful with where he places things. Yeah. Why did he place it here? Rav Chaim says everything we said was wrong. Everything was wrong. Rambam also thinks that it's connected to the Omer. But if it's connected to the Omer, then how can you say it's Daraita? So here, you can kind of actually say this in one of two ways, just to be most broad about it. Basically, the Rambam says, who said that we don't have an obligation to bring the Omer right now? Who said we don't have the obligation to bring it? Maybe Sfirat HaOmer is not connected to the actual Sfirat HaOmer, the act of doing the Sfirat HaOmer, but it's connected to the obligation to do the Sfirat HaOmer. Yom Hava'at HaOmer. It's still Yom Hava'at HaOmer on Tet Zayin Nisan. We may not actually do it, but we have to do it. We may be anus that we can't do it, but we still have to do it. And because we have to do it, the obligation still exists. Therefore, Sfirat HaOmer is still Daraita according to the Rambam. That's what Rav Chaim said. So those are the two classic ways of looking at the Rambam. The first way I said it is by far more frequently quoted, and that's the common understanding for hundreds of years of how the Rambam viewed this. So let's just keep going.
Unlike the Rashi, Lav Chova.
Well, he says Lav Chova about Sfirat HaOmer.
Which is?
But the Rambam, but right, because he thinks the whole thing is not. Yeah, they must agree somewhere.
Yeah.
They disagree somewhere. Whether they disagree because Rashi thinks it's connected to Ksirat HaOmer and the Rambam doesn't, or because Rambam thinks we're still obligated to Ksirat HaOmer and Rashi says we're in some way not, or that that's not good enough. Something like that.
But then why Nishim Labadim Torim Mena?
According to the Rambam?
You think
you're saying according to the void that I was saying. So that's wrong. I mean, it's a very ingenious vort, but nobody said that it had to be right. The Bala Maor,
or maybe that's why it's stipulated.
The Bala Maor, Zachia Levi, so he writes as follows. He says it was Sfirat HaOmer. The Bala Maor has the most famous comments about the second most famous, I guess, about Sfirat HaOmer. He asks a set of questions. One question he asks. Why don't we say on the first night of Sfirat HaOmer, Shachiyah? Do this mitzvah, usually when you do a mitzvah once a year. What?
You might not complete it.
Okay, it could be an answer, but that's not the answer that he provides. But and who said that if you don't complete it, that you haven't done anything, right?
Maybe it's a separate mitzvah.
You're making an assumption there.
It's the same with the Chanukah candles. What if I don't? I make a shachiyah on the first night, but who's going to guarantee that I'm not going to miss a night along the way?
Right. So how do you know that that's not
but,
true?
But what if I'm traveling and I miss a night? There's no guarantee that I'm going to do all 8 days.
Right. Each night itself is mitzvah.
But I don't make a shachiyano every night. I'm saying that
you can only make a
shachiyano
when you do it one the first time. Same as lulav.
But I'm talking about over here. You're saying, well, what if you don't complete it? Well,
then you haven't done the mitzvah at all, according to.
But in the Nero Hanukkah, I see what you're saying. Because it's a separate mitzvah.
The big question where this comes up, also by the way, is shofar, second day of Rosh Hashanah. The whole story of Sabolevsky, actually, yeah. Rabbi Sabolevsky from YU, so he said when he first became a rabbi, his first stellar, like the first year, apparently the shul had a whole dispute about what the minhag was, whether to say Shechianu or not. So then they decided second day.
What do you mean?
Oh, say Shechianu on Tkiyat Shofar. Ah. What?
Ashkenazim say second day.
Yep.
Don't.
Say what?
Shechianu.
No, so there's a dispute. So in his shul, they had decided, they determined that he was not. They were not going to say it. The Chazan did, maybe the Chazan said it to himself if he wanted to, or something like that. And then apparently, kind of like everything was, you know, he was going to say it to himself, but he told the Chazan that he shouldn't say it out loud because that was the minhag of the shul. Fine. And then he thought he got out of it. He thought he, like, you know, he was saved. And then Rabbi Sobolovsky, I think at Tinek someplace. Mm-hmm. And then on the second day, and then what happened that morning, his wife came to shul a little bit late, and she came with her son. And in the middle of Musaf, she was, that's when they came in. His son comes running in, and like a very loud voice says, "Abba, Ima wants to know whether she should say Shachianu or not." Like loud, and everybody's heads turned on him, and he has to answer him. And he's like, he's like, "I tried to get out of it, but he had to nod. I tried to get out of it, but I couldn't. My son didn't let me get out of it." So the Balmor wants to know why we don't say Shachianu on the first night of Sirat HaOmer. He says, "Klalo shal davar ein lanu lahachmir b'Sirat HaOmer she'enu ela lezecher ba'oma." Amazing answer. What?
Should have told that woman
not obligated. Oh, yeah. So,
couldn't talk.
So, he says, Klaus Shadavar, Ein Lanu Lahachmir B'Sirat HaOmer, Shein Ela Lezecher. It's just a Zecher Ba'Oma, so therefore that's why we don't say Shechianu. What does that mean? Anybody think of another example of a mitzvah de Rabbanan that we don't say Shechianu, that we do say Shechianu on? A mitzvah d'rabbanan that we do say Shechianu on? I just said it.
Chanukah.
Fine, Chanukah, but that's not Zecher Ba'alma.
Shofar.
Yeah. Lulav. Lulav and Renana. Did you make Shechianu on the first night that you shook a lulav? Yeah. That wasn't our raita. Oh. And it was what we call Zecher l'mikdash, right? Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Zecher l'mikdash. Yeah. But it seems like they're not the same because he doesn't say Shechianu on this one. That's what the Rav Zachir Levi says. That's it. So according to the Balmor, what does a Meimar mean when he says Zecher l'Mikdash? It seems to me, and this may be true of Rashi as well, that what he thinks a Meimar means is basically, it's not really a mitzvah at all. It's just a thing we do. It's a minhag. It's a nice minhag that we do. Try to keep it alive.
Sfirat Omer. Why is it a bracha at all?
That's part of the minhag. It's part of the minhag. We say a bracha. I don't have a great answer. I don't have a great answer, but what does that mean? What does that mean? We don't say Shechianu.
Why can't it still be a mitzvah d'rabbanan?
What?
Why can't it still be a mitzvah d'rabbanan?
Fine, so then why don't we say Shechianu?
A lower level.
Oh, fine. That's fine. But acknowledge that that's not the normal one. That's probably not what Tosos means.
No.
Right? It's something totally different. It's a minhag. He even says it. Minhag. To count is a minhag, but to say that we're going to say Shechianu on it, nah. Now he has other answer. The other answer is more famous. Much more famous answer is that you don't get any hana'ah from Sirat HaOmer, and in fact, all it does is really remind us of the fact that we don't have the Beit HaMikdash. That's true, but somehow everybody thinks that lulav gives us great hana. I plan to at some point learn this well enough to be able to give a shiur about it because it's brought up all the time that a lulav is somehow so enjoyable. I don't get it. I really want to find out like what's behind all of that, but apparently lulav is like where it's at. That's the thing. But Sirat HaOmer is only, it just reminds you, there could be different kinds of Zecher l'Mikdash. In fact, we know there are different kinds of Zecher l'Mikdash. Some of them make us sad, some of them make us happy. Some of them are to kind of keep it going, and some of them are just to keep the memory alive, and they don't really make us so happy.
Somebody said that the purpose of the Sfirah is to bring us to Shavuot, so the Shechayanu we do on Shavuot is actually including...
Very nice. It's nice. So far we've seen three positions,
when
I think.
You buy a new beged, or new talus, or new something, you've got to say Shechayanu.
Yeah, why isn't there a minhag like that? Why don't we buy a new beged on the second night of, wear a new beged on the second night of Yom Tov, and then they say Shechayanu?
So,
why don't we do that?
We should.
Anyways,
But I'm most clearly wrong.
We don't say
what do you mean?
You must be wrong.
What do you mean?
Why would you go to all this trouble of saying the shame yukud if there's only a minhag?
Well, there's a problem. Okay, so hold on. So when we get to the end, we'll find out why Rabbi Beller revoked Arini Muchan.
We don't say Yano and Shvish and Pesach either.
Why should we say Shachir and Shvish and Pesach? For what?
No, it's a yantif. It's
But it's just a continuation of the yantif.
Okay.
I actually saw once that you talk about wearing a beged. I saw in Shiloh once that when a boy puts on tefillin for the first time, even before his bar mitzvah,
right,
should he make a shafiano?
Right.
And the answer I saw was he should put on a new suit that day and gives him a.
Right.
A
our minhag is not to say shachiano.
Yeah. Right. But put on a new suit and you're saying shachiano.
I bought a new talis. I said shachiano on Shabbat. On the new talis.
Yeah. So as far as I can see, we've got three shitot, I think. We have Rambam all the way at one side of the spectrum saying it's deoraita completely, even today. We have Tosot kind of in the middle saying that it's derabanan, but it's a normal derabanan, it would seem. And then we have the Baal HaMa'or, and I think Rashi, who, Zeichel La'Oma, you know, Zeichel Mikdash Ba'Oma. Like, it's not a real, even a real mitzvah derabanan, because we kind of like cut it off, kind of like, we don't think it's necessary. It's not a chova, it's a minhag, I think. Now we have an in-between shita. We have Rabbeinu Yerucham. I've never seen Rabbeinu Yerucham quoted, I have seen him, but I've never seen him quoted en masse like I do, except here. This is like the Rabbeinu Yerucham that people know. So here, what does he say? Lama in mevarchen bet brachot. Why don't we make two brachot? Acha liyamin v'acha d'shvot. Rambam told us that we don't, right? But he says, why don't we? Sharei bet mitzvot hen. Apparently, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, there's two mitzvot here. Ketfilin shel rosh v'shel yad. Uh-huh. That's another dispute. But
it's you only say one bracha, right?
See, he's kind of begging the question over here.
But even if you say two brachot, it doesn't mean that it's two separate
mitzvot. Yeah, it's all machlokas. Damar bet brachot afilu lo sach. We make a bracha, we make two brachas, even if we don't talk in between. Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim. V'od echanu somchen hayom yud dalet yom shehem bet shavuot v'hayom kaf alef yom shehem shlosha shavuot v'haya lenu lomar hayom yud dalet yom v'hayom bet shavuot. Why do we say shehem? We should just say today is 14 days and today is 2 weeks. Why do we do that? What are we counting? It's a math lesson.
Separate bracha from each.
First of all, separate bracha.
Today is 14 days. Bracha to Hashem. Today is 2 weeks.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Says v'niralan mishum dechtiv zayin shavuot ispor lacha uktiv nam imiyom avichem et haomer shav shavatot mimati yena nimtza shalon echteva svirat shavuot kimga behaomer asvirat hayamim lochtiv gabi haomer. Now we're cooking with gas. What do you say? Sheva Shavuot ispor lecha. When it talks about Shavuot, does it mention anything about the Omer? What does it say about the Omer when it says Sheva Shavuot? I'll tell you the pasuk. We got. Where's the pasuk? Yeah, first mimacharat Shabbat Hashviit tispru chamishim yom v'hikravtem mincha chadasha
l'Hashem.
Yeah. And then you have Usfartam Lachem Mimacharat Shabbat, Miyom Aviyachem Et Omer Tnufa, Sheva Shabbatot Mimoti Yena.
So
when it says Usfartam Lachem, that's clear. When it's talking about the weeks, it mentions directly the Omer, which is what he says. Shalonich Tava Svirat Shavuot Kiim, where is it mentioned? Gabeha Omer Aval Svirat Hayamim Lochtiv Gabeha Omer. I'm reading it inverted. But what he says is that the weeks are mentioned in conjunction with the Omer, but the days not so much. That's the Shtei Alechem.
So what does that prove?
You tell me. What does that prove? What does that tell us?
That there are two separate mitzvahs.
And?
We should make two bracha.
And?
One is linked to the Omer, one's not. Yafe
nimtza desvirat hayamim hu min haTorah. Afilu bizman hazeh. The counting of the days is min haTorah even now. Why? Because it's unconnected to Ktzirat HaOmer. V'svirat HaShavuot b'zman d'ik HaOmer v'ayim mevarchen zel zeh b'zman shavit HaMikdash Kayam. Now we know what Amemer was talking about. Why did we cut off the weeks? Because because the weeks are irrelevant.
That's what the Sfardim say. The Sfardim, they say, Yom, Chadasar Yom La'omer, Shehem, something, something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what do you say?
That's what I've been trying to unteach my kids. They don't listen to me. We say we cut out the word Ha'omer in the middle. We went to Ha'omer all the way.
You say La'omer.
Yeah. So I've been trying to. I've been trying to unlearn my kids. I don't know if that's a good thing.
It's your house.
והיינו דכתיב עד מאחד השבת השביעי תספור חמישים יום והבה לי למכתב עד מאחד מאחרת. Okay, let's get past the dictuk. And he even says, look at the last part after the period. Ve'ilu hayinu sofrim mamash kamo shehi osim bezman ha'omer hayinir shehabracha chozeret af asfirat shavuot ulekach amru b'menachot amr abai mitzah limim neyomi mitzah limim ne shavui v'tonu lamar yomi min ha'torah v'amemer mani yomi v'lo mani shavui. Amar Amar Zecha Lemekdashu Perish Sfirat Hashavuot Eina Ela Zecha Lemekdashu Lakach Lohaya Mona Shavuot Im Berchat Hayamim. He says, I don't want to count the Shavuot, because what happens if I count the Shavuot? Then it ruins the bracha.
Because I'm connecting.
Because I'm mentioning Shavuot, which are irrelevant right now. It's no longer relevant. So what did he do? He might have actually counted the weeks. He just counted them completely separately. So kind of like what you guys do. That's what he did. He would count the days, La'omer. And then he would say the weeks, maybe. La'omer maybe did, maybe didn't. I don't know. Who knows what Amemer did. But Abaye and Rava and Ravashi, they didn't do that. They counted together because they disagreed with Amemer. So that's a fourth shita. So we have four shitas. One shita, the Rambam says everything is daraita. Another shita says Tosos that it's derabanan. Another shita, the Balmor Rashi, I think, say it's even a lower level derabanan. And then finally, you have Rabbi Yerucham, who says it's both daraita and derabanan.
According to a Meimar.
Definitely according to a Meimar. Maybe even according to Rabbi Abaye, but who knows? I don't know.
Rav Dani,
could be a different version.
The Amemar, yes, you're right. Again, because he says like this. He says, Mani Yomen. Wait, Amir Mani Yomet, Velo Mani Shvui, Amar Zecha Lemikdashu. So what's the Zecha Lemikdashu going on? The Shvui?
Yeah. It could be, yeah.
According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, yeah.
But then you're not saying it.
So no, he may have actually said it. He just didn't say
it.
Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying that what that means is that he didn't count it together with the days. Because it would have been nullified, it would have nullified the counting. Because he would have been mentioning something that was relevant.
Shui at that time or together. That's what it could mean.
Didn't count at that time.
You're saying, it sounds like I'm ever saying that the whole thing is Zechel HaMikdash.
Seems.
Fine. That's what everybody else says.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Beis HaLevi, that's Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, the original one. So he just deals, we won't read it inside, he deals with an interesting question. What happens if you messed up a night? You missed the night and you missed the day. You messed up a whole day. Do you have anything you can do now? So he claims that it could be that you can still count with a bracha the weeks. In other words, on the week, at the end of the week. Because he reads Rav and Abaye saying mitzvah min yomi, mitzvah min mishavui. They're two different. They're not necessarily two different mitzvot in the sense of the Rambam, but there are two parts that you can still be mekayim, one half or the other half, and that it's still valid to do it. And he says this. He actually claims that this is true according to all shitot. He says for sure according to Rabbeinu Yerucham you can do this because that's obvious because Rabbeinu Yerucham says that there's two separate mitzvot. So of course you could do this, but he thinks that even according to the Rambam. And even according to those who hold that it's Darabanan, according to everybody, he says, and you say that it's only one mitzvah, which is what everybody says. Nevertheless, it says in the Torah, he says, because anyways, you could have done that on a regular night, and you could have been Yosef with that.
Fine.
What?
He's saying now you only count with a bracha.
The days, sorry, yes, you're right. I'm sorry, you're right. Yerayin Yeruchim helps us by separating, but he doesn't help. He wouldn't. Yerayin Yeruchim definitely wouldn't let you. He definitely wouldn't let you make a bracha because he doesn't think you can make a bracha. You're right. You're right. But he's saying, according to the Rambam, there's still the possibility of counting the weeks. Fine. Here, take a look at the Hegyoni Halacha. This is of Mirsky. So he says, "V'da'at al Rabbeinu Yeruchim hisbiru at derech sviratam shel teimanim." Here you go. Hashona b'mikzvat misuratenu. Sha'anu omer milad ba'omer basofa sfira. Filuhem omer milad ba'omer etzel hayamim. B'kein v'kachem omer. Hayom asarayamim ba'omer. Shehem shavu achad u'shosh hayamim. Timanim also do this in Aramit. They do the same thing.
Aramit?
Yeah, they like Aramit.
Okay. The Rambam spoke Aramit?
You know that the Timani shuls, they still have Targum Unkelus in the middle of that.
Right.
Yeah. Is that true?
They do, yeah.
Did you hear? Like after every pasuk, after every pasuk, somebody yells out
Yoklus. Who reads it out?
Yeah, try not to go.
It takes much longer.
Obviously.
Do they understand the Yoklus? Presumably they do.
It's hard enough to understand the Tefillah, never mind the Hebrew.
It's incredible.
And as we only do it once a month for the shortest aliyah, that's ten minhag.
There's
a
Teimani.
This one,
not the Elikon.
But there's like two kinds of Teimani. There's the Shia and there and the
and the Sunni.
There's the Sunni and the Shia.
Don't say that on the report.
No, that's not really not. The Shamim and the Balad.
I don't know because it's for us it's the same. We don't understand that.
We got to delete that from.
I understand that as well as I understand
that. Baladim are a Rambam entirely.
Oh, okay, that they're
totally
the ones.
Rambam. And Shamim are a mix.
Really?
No, Shamim is Chalabim. Tananim, yes.
Look across the street, what they call themselves. Shami.
Shami is.
Because the word Shami just means here. That's all it means.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of Shama.
Shami.
Of Shama.
What's the word Shami? What the shulap in Brenna?
Shami. Ram
domestic.
Like the Balad, they don't repeat the Tfilah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Rambam.
What do you mean, repeat?
Because
of the words?
Oh,
right, because the Rambam cut it out.
Well,
yeah.
There's no
yeah, the Rambam cut it out. Because people were talking there, because there was a shot.
Huh?
So he cut it out.
How come? But you, how can you talk and check emails at the same time?
It's Shabbos. So the Arizal says that this is what you should do, and even Rakub Emden says that you should do. Like this Friday. The Hezbollah are going to refuse to see Pesach Frank. He told me, Nagami Shet, Tosh Rabbi Yerucham. See Pesach Frank said that that's what it's based on. Which is interesting because Rabbi Yerucham is, Ashkenazi. Shilatato, Sfirat Ayamim, Bezman Azemi, Tatami Natura, Sfirat Shavuot, Ena Alamidur Abanan. Fine. So we see that.
Okay.
All right, good. So now the next part. Let's jump to the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Oh, yeah, he points out at the bottom, it's weird that the Temanim do this because they should hold like the Rambam. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. We'll just read these few sifim. B'leil sheni achar tefillat arvit matchilin lisfor ha'omer v'imshachak lisfor b'tchilat ha'layla holach b'sofar kol ha'layla. You're supposed to do it right at the beginning of the night, like Tosa says, tmimot, but not during B'nai Shemashot. And if you fail, then you just read the rest of the night. U'mitzvah kol echad lisfor la'atzmo. You saw that as well, right? You can't be yotze with the shomei kaone. V'tzarech lisfor meumad ulevarch tchila. V'sofar yamim v'ashavuot. Keitzad. This is the Shulchan Aruch's girsa. B'yom arishon omer hayom yom echad. Oye yoy. Ba'omer. Ad shemegeh l'shiva yamim v'az yomer hayom shiva yamim shehem shavu echad. Ba'omer. It's interesting because usually the stuff in the parentheses is from the Ramah, which is not the minhag or minhag. V'yom ha'shmini yomer hayom shmona yamim shehem shavu echad v'yom echad ba'omer. Okay.
What is la omer?
Yeah,
that's a whole big tumult.
Some people say both.
Yeah. V'chein ad she'agil arba'asar omer hem arba'asar yamim shehem shesh shavuot. V'alderach zeh mone b'holech ad mem ted yom. Okay, that's how you count. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch told us how to count, although it's confusing because he has the Ashkenazi girsa, but then somebody put the parentheses in there, so this doesn't really help us. Fine. Bet im tavo b'yom ha'mu'unan. Here we go. What happens if you make a mistake on a cloudy day? And you made the bracha when it was cloudy and dark outside, and then you realize that, you know what, it's not yet it's not nighttime yet. You have to read again at night. You have to count again at night. And if you're very careful, you don't count until it's actually fully night. I should be clear. When
it
says,
say you make a bracha or not.
I should be clear when he says, we will see that. When he says, that's really mamash during the day. That's not talking about B'nai Shemashot. That's mamash during the day.
When you When you go to shul for the early minyan, you tell the count after dark.
Yeah, wait.
Normally.
So, in other words, when the Shulchan Aruch says that if you make a mistake and you made the made the bracha and did Sfirat HaOmer during the day, he means during a time that nobody thinks you can be yotzei. Okay, but then afterwards he says another thing: Hamadaktikim Einam Sofer Matzeita Kochavim. What do the Einam Madaktikim do? Okay. This is jumping ahead. What happens if you're davening with the tzibor and it's still daytime? Moni yamayim below bracha. You count with them without a bracha. Now, what does he mean by this?
Which means
this is very confusing.
It means the tzibor is making an error, is what he's saying.
But it can't be making an error, otherwise he wouldn't do it with that. You daven arvit, but what time is it? That's the question.
No, it's me.
Presumably it's Benash Moshe.
You can't count yet.
I don't know. I mean, he just said before that you had to recount later. You had to recount. Here he says, "Vim yitzkar b'layla yivarech v'yispor."
So it's Benish Moshe, like Tosfos.
It's very confusing. V'afilo amen al b'yachakal imayad da'atosh lola. Tzein yachzer yivarech v'yispor b'layla. Fine, that's classic. This is what everybody does. That everybody says amen to the chazan who says the bracha, but then they make their own bracha because everybody has in mind not to be yotzei with the chazan. I hope everybody has in mind.
Or the rabbi,
or the rabbi. Yeah. Now let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. So he says, so far yamim vashavuot, uchtiv tisbur chamishim yom, uchtiv shiva shavuot tisbur lach, vim sifar yamim lechud velo hiskir shavuot, yeshom mashiyatza b'diavad. That's what we saw in Beis HaLevi, that the Torah says you yotze if you just mention the days, even when there's weeks. In other words, what happens if on day number 33, you say hayom shavuot shavuot yom yom, and that's it. And you don't say anything else. You don't say anything about the weeks. So he says, there's an opinion that says you're Yotze. V'yashom v'shetzarech lachzor v'lisfor yom v'shavuot k'din. V'akokach chozer v'sofer below bracha. You definitely don't make a bracha, because it's a machlokas whether or not you make the bracha. V'yim mana shavuot below yamim, k'gon shamar b'yom shavi, hayom shavua echad, v'lisker yamim klal, v'chliyoma lo yatza. Apparently, he says, you're definitely not Yotze. In other words, the Beis HaLevi is wrong. Mishnah Berurah says that the minog is not like the Beis HaLevi, that you can be Yotze even on a week by just mentioning the weeks. That's not the minhag, and that isn't the minhag. Nobody follows the Beis HaLevi. Chozrim, okay, so here we get into the part that we were talking about before, where he says, Chozrim, you go back and you say it again at night. Hu midivri ha-Rashba. The Rashba has a tshuva that somebody wrote to him that this happened. Ha-kahal itpalu gam mariv kodem. Well, the Indian mariv ein lehem lachzor. They're not going to go back and say mariv again. They daven, by the way, this obviously means that they daven mariv in a time that they weren't allowed to daven mariv.
Why not allowed to?
It was too early. Maybe it was even before Plag. They daven Marv way too early. That's what happened. They daven Marv way too early, and then they said Sfirat HaOmer. So he says, you don't have to go back and say Marv again. Yishum Tichad Tzibur. Okay. Rakli Inyan Sfira, lo mashkachinan betircha, did who? Ki eich yomer lamashal asari yamim veinan el atisha, ki ota yom shihihu, v'lo asira atit v'chapam. There's not really a tircha with regards to Sfira, and you didn't do it. You didn't do it right. You did nothing. You achieved nothing. What?
This is earlier.
This is him explaining the Shulchan Aruch. He says this is the Shulchan Aruch. This is the psak that the Shulchan Aruch is based on. This is what the Shulchan was talking about. That's the story. The story the Shulchan Aruch told, it's from the Tshuva, from the Rashba.
But what the Shulchan Aruch brought in Zion here.
Not Zion. We're doing Bet right now.
Bet.
We're in Bet.
Oh, okay.
Chozrim lisfor kishatech shach. That's the words we're on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We're on those words. Okay? And the next line he says, Hamedaktikin, I asked you before, what did the non-medaktikin do? Ritzon alomer, demina din, haya efshar lahakel lisfor, mishatech shach, af kodem tzeitu kochavim. We have to be clear. There's tech shach. What's tech shach? Shkia.
No,
shkia. Shkia. Tech shach is shkia. Laila is tzeitu kochavim. So when the Shulchan Aruch says chozim this for kishatech shach, what does he mean? He means
before the,
that after shkia, you can start doing it full on. You absolutely can count Sfirat HaOmer. Hamedaktikim though, wait till tzeit. Min adin hayav shalahakel is for kishatech shach. Af kodem tzeitu kochavim. Debeir hashmashot usafik laila vazlim el kulu besafik d'rabanan. Who said that? Tosfot said that. Bismanazah. Shuhumi Durabanan. The Rov Poskim. Rov Poskim Durabanan nowadays. We don't do that full on. We go against that part of the Tosfos that says that you should do it at Shkia. We don't agree with that part. We say you should do it at Tzeit Kukavim, but you're absolutely Yotze if you do it from Shkia, and you would not be able to make a bracha if you do it after Shkia, if you wanted to do it later on at night. If you wanted to do it after Shkia and then wanted to do it again later on at night, you can't make a bracha now because you were Yotze
already.
Whereas according to the Rambam, maybe you would because you weren't Yotze yet. Possibly. Okay. So that, so far, so good. V'chein ra'i la'asod, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, v'chein ra'i la'melechat chila, mikol makom b'diavari, birach b'in ha'shmashot, yatsa, v'kanal, aval ha'ali ha'rab, v'fak pek mazel, v'tzaded, v'nachon shi'ach, zor v'yispar, v'tzeit ha'kuchav, v'li bracha. So, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch does not require you to go back and say it again. The Ali Rabbi says it's the right thing to do to go back and say it again. Okay, fine, leave that to the side. But now we get to the problem in Zion, right? In Zion, he says, ha'mitpali mitzir v'mivod yom, moni iman below bracha. What do you mean mitpalel? It sounds like Mariv, which means the, and you didn't do anything wrong with Mariv, so it has to be at least after Plag.
Yeah.
Okay? At least after Plag. So what happens now? So he says, Yesh me'achorim shepir shudahainu bein hashmashot. Dehu safek laila. V'yotz'in azi de sfira l'poskim de sfira l'yisfira b'zman hazad rabbana. Acheinu rotz l'datek v'yisfira m'yisayet ha'kochavim v'chanal. He says, there are some achorim that read this Shulchan Aruch as basically the same case as Bet. Except over here, he says, "V'im yizkor v'alayla yivarch v'yispor." This is basically
the. You wouldn't be able to go back and give a bracha.
Yeah, but
you'd be yotzei.
So it's very confusing. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's what some achronim say. V'kamar amachaber dehu yimna yimayim pen yishkach achar kach v'yachshov b'da'ato im es kor achar kach b'alayla limnot ein ani rotzei l'asei. How do you explain the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch in one place said that if you counted after Shkia, but before Tzeit, that you don't have to go back and do anything. It just says, Medakta, you have to, it should wait. But over here he says that you can go back and read again and say it again and make a bracha. How does he explain that?
Because it's before Shkia. After Plan, but before Shkia.
The Mishnah Berurah says, the Achronim, many of the Achronim say that the Shulchan Aruch and Zion is also talking about after Shkia. You made a bracha and you counted, it's a Chabad minyan, they daven mincha and then Maariv right away. Okay, right after Shkia, they davened Maariv. They didn't wait for Tzeis. And then they wanted to do Sfirat HaOmer because they don't want people to leave. Uh-huh. That's what's going on. They don't want people to leave. They know they're going to forget if they go home. Fine, do Sfirat HaOmer. But it's not yet Tzeit. And the Shulchan Aruch says, you should count with them, and then you should wait till Tzeit and make a bracha and count again. How can you do that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, fancy schmancy. What are you doing? When you counted the first time, you said, I'm not going to make a bracha right now. I'm just going to count. I'm just going to count below bracha, and I'm going to have in mind that if I manage to count again later, then this was nothing. This doesn't count. Aha. This is not shaveh anything. And I'm going to make a bracha, and I'm going to count again. If I forget, then I want this to count for me. Because it works. It works with the Abad.
You're hedging your bets.
That's what you're doing over here. That's the Mishnah Berurah. That's how he reads the Shulchan Aruch. Another way to read the Shulchan Aruch is that... what's the other way to read the Shulchan Aruch?
That
it's before Shkia, after Plag.
Right,
yeah. There are poskim who say that you can be Yotze with Sfirat HaOmer after Plag. Who's Dafka? We do that. Who does?
The Arminian, we do that.
You count after Plag? Sfirat HaOmer?
After Arvit, which is before Shkia.
Before Shkia? You finished Arvit before Shkia?
Yeah. I can see the light in the sky. So
approximately what time is
that doesn't mean.
Plag today?
Which minion do you daven in? That daven's Marav before Shkia.
Friday night.
No, but right, good, excellent. So, this is the big question. So, actually, Rav Shabtai Yogel, he has in his sefer, he says, "What are you supposed to do during the summer months when people daven early?" So, we haven't been doing this at the early minyan. Brian Slater just says out loud, he says, "Don't forget to do Sfirat HaOmer." Rav Shabtai writes in his sefer, he says, "You should count, and you should have in mind that it." If you count that's later, fine. That this doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
And if you do that, you can continue to count with a bracha later, even if you don't manage to make it up that whole day. In other words, that is good enough to keep you in the game.
And if you did remember, then you can make
then
a
you
bracha?
Should count with a bracha at night, after Tzeit. That so from now on, that's exactly what I'm going to tell everybody to do at the early minyan, because he's right.
That might be
that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what the Mishnah Berurah actually says.
Maybe
you should by the way, and in the Bir Alach, I believe he says, what Rav Shaptai says, that you can continue to rely on that counting for subsequent nights, even if you didn't manage to make it up. So the conclusion is, out of all those shitot, Tosa seems to prevail, even to the degree that you could even rely on counting from plaque. But not before plaque. Before plaque is nothing.
Approximately when is plaque today? What time would you say is plaque today? Approximately.
Although I will say that that's not the Mishnah Berurah's preferred interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not that way. His preferred interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch is that this is talking about after Shkia but before Tzeit. So on the books, black and white in the Mishnah Berurah itself, there is no counting after plaque.
Shkia is after 7.
You can't count until at least Shkia on the books in the Mishnah Berurah. But you have what to rely on if you count after plaque. Shkoyach.